Pixels in the Animation is wrapped on the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Now, TFG and Mike and TV's Mr. Neil head to Hyrule. That's right, listeners, from episode 16 through episode 20 of PETA, Pain in the Ass. We will be covering all 26 episodes of the Legend of Zelda cartoon. Excuse us, podcasters. You can catch Pixels in the Animation every Wednesday on iTunes and www.geekcastradio.com.
Excuse me, princess.
Wild, wicked, wild, wild west. Jim West, Desperado, Rough Rider. No, you don't want nana. None of this. It's running this brother gunning this Buffalo Soldier. Look, it's like I told you. Any damsel that's in distress will be out of that dress when she meets Jim West. I can't remember the next part.
Hello and welcome to Off the Cuff episode 42. I am your host, as usual, Michael Powers. I'm joined this week by Art Danner.
Assuming you can hear me, yes. Joined by Art Danner.
Or is he a ghost this week? We'll find out when this is done.
Is who a ghost? I didn't hear anybody talking.
And that, ladies and gentlemen. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is the notorious Sean Z. Brown.
Notorious.
They're gonna say the notorious F-A-T-T-Y.
I thought it was the notorious G-A-Y.
Oh, I kind of opened myself up for that one, much like your mother did last night. I love how we have to trip over ourselves. Joe's he's not getting introduced.
And that chuckle you hear in the background, as always, ladies and gentlemen, is the
Santa Claus.
Sometimes, wow. Often absent but never forgotten, Joe Reed.
Yay. Hello, everybody.
Santa Claus. Nice. Hipster Claus. Get it right.
Hipster Claus.
That's awesome.
So before we actually started recording, Joe informed us that he actually has been playing some games.
Yes.
That were made in this century.
This century, but not this year. Well, you know.
Very few games have been made in 2014.
Exactly. Yeah, that's a good point. Okay. Nothing that's been made in the past 6 months, maybe, thereabouts, but... You know, but that's the story of me. I'm always behind. I can't
late to the party. Fashion.
I gotta wait for all of the crap to disappear so I can find out what those diamonds are. The diamonds
described every poop I've ever had.
Nice. You sift through them and look for diamonds.
Why not? If you understood the pressure and the heat that was coming out of me, you'd understand.
Sometimes I miss half of the audio for this was missing.
Oh, that's...
Or I should say a quarter. I should say a quarter of the audio of this was
fuck
missing.
Fuck you.
Feces.
Just wish... as long as Sean's audio is missing, I'm fine. I can't afford to get burned twice in 7 days.
Anyways, Joe, what have you been playing?
I feel dishonest having last year made Walking Dead my game of the year, having not played it. But I think the not playing it was
liar.
A compliment because it was so good that I didn't want any of the characters to die. And that's a joke that I've been telling whenever somebody asks, what are you doing? Well, I'm playing Walking Dead now. I didn't want to play it because I didn't want any of the characters to die. And I know that everybody that I love is going to die because it's Walking Dead, but I'm playing that. I'm hitting it hard. And what am I? I'm halfway through 3 now. I was headed out of the house and I played the last, this one part. I don't know how much spoilers I want to get into, but I'm crying, just like sobbing. I need to leave. I need to drive and go pick up my son from daycare. But you're putting me. Yeah, I know, right? Oh, it just killed me. And so yeah, there it absolutely deserves to be my game of the year, even though I haven't beaten it yet. Just it's very emotional, wonderful, enveloping kind of I'm in that story experience.
To be clear, ladies and gentlemen, he's talking about his game for 2012.
Yes, 2012. Was it 2012? Yes, yep. It was.
Yes, it was.
Hasn't happened yet, even though it's 2014 now. Got it. Also downloaded DuckTales, the HD Woo! Remake. Every time we say that, somebody's got to do it, all right?
You.
Excellent. Excellent. But yes,
that sounded like someone just dropped in a sound bite of someone saying excellent.
No, that was that was Monty Burns. Excellent.
But just the and way now it sounds like crap when you say it the second time.
But just the way it was said that first time, it sounded like I dropped in a sound bite, and that was not the case.
That was me. You're welcome. I was not going to download this. I was not going to pay the money for it. I didn't think it was worth it. I'd just gone and put the thing in my NES about when the game dropped and played. Like, okay, I've had enough of that. And I have downloaded it for I'm borrowing Arts, PlayStation, something or other. But I think I have to go back and actually pay money for it because it's exquisite. It's the voice acting, the fact that they've tacked a plot onto it that actually is, I don't know, it doesn't. I don't, does it feel tacked on? What do you guys? You played it.
It makes sense. I have not played it.
I haven't played it either.
I thought y'all did.
Nope.
Play what? Are we,
DuckTales?
Yeah.
Woo!
This won't get old at all.
It depends on how long this topic goes on.
Just don't say the name of the game again.
I'll try not to.
What game are we talking about again?
No. First person to answer that question gets hung up on.
All right.
Sure. DuckTales?
Woo!
How do I hang up on Danny?
Don't hang up on me. It's not cool. It's not cool.
Right. Anyways, you were talking about DuckTales?
Woo!
Really? Oh, there you go. I was going to say, like, really? No one's going to say it now?
Anyway, it's good. It adds enough to make it interesting, and the voice acting is exquisite. I think they have all of the voices back. Gizmo didn't sound like Gizmo, maybe, but Launchpad's there, the kids, Mrs. Beakley. I thought that was just a touch of love that they didn't ever have to do, and totally worth the download, I think, and brings me back to that good classic 8-bit side-scrolling stuff. Simple.
Did you manage to get through it in one sitting like I did?
No. Because okay. No, I keep playing it with Oliver around. Oliver likes the ducks, but...
if I'm not mistaken, that's good. Is it not on sale right now, or is it is it going to be free with PlayStation Plus soon? I think it's either on sale or it's going to be free soon.
It might be. I don't remember.
That's not driving me crazy, but I feel like I don't want to buy anything because I know it's going to be free. I mean, BioShock Infinite is free on PlayStation Plus right now. Yeah. Well, thank you. Now I don't have to give you any money. I was going to buy it someday, but...
And I can't remember if I said this last week, actually. So there's so many free games there. I don't know. Sleeping Dogs is free on Xbox Live. I don't know if I said that last week or not.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait. You have to have...
Yes.
Live.
Yeah, I don't have that anymore.
In your face.
Because Live's for pussies.
Is that the newest game pussies. Live is given for free?
Yeah.
I think so.
That's amazing.
It's the newest full-length game. I don't know about the XBLA games that it's given out, but I think full-length game, yes.
Yeah, I think since they started competing with PlayStation Plus with the free games, I think that's the newest one.
I'm paying for the service anyways. I'll take the free games.
Now, I will say this for the Xbox Live version. At least when you lose your Live subscription, you still get to keep the games.
Yeah.
Do you? Yep. I was always wondering.
Oh. Yep.
Because with PlayStation, it's not. As soon as you stop with Plus,
well, you
lose access. You have the game still download, but you lose access to it.
Correct? Yeah, but you know what? At least if I keep my subscription going, then I can at least get newer games versus games that, you know, are like $1.
Hey, free games.
Yay, free.
So, DuckTales.
Woo!
It's nice. It's totally good and worth money, and I wish I'd have bought it earlier. And now I'm going to go back and give it money.
Anything
and else? I think now, I'm sure there's been something else. Oh, played the demo for Wolf Among Us. I'm going to be buying that.
It's on sale.
That's exquisite.
I've still yet. I downloaded the first episode. I still haven't played it yet.
Buy it. You downloaded the season pass off of me.
I didn't know that. I thought you downloaded just the first episode. Thank you. Well, I'm going to buy it anyway.
It should be the season pass.
I'm one of those weird people who pirates things and then actually goes and buys them.
I do that
to support the game.
Right? I do that too.
Absolutely.
If you buy, right now it's on sale, Joe, for like $13.
Yeah, totally going to do it. I hope it's still on sale for our listeners listening to this episode time delay.
It'll be on until Tuesday at 2 p.m., 3 p.m.
Yay.
Or is it just when they update the store, which is like 4 or 5?
Yep.
Okay.
I don't know, they're just
there's a lot of good sales this week though.
Yeah.
Especially if you guys haven't played it. Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon is like $3.50 this week on PSN and totally worth every bit of money. Because that is just
I awesome. Still have never played that.
Oh god, it's so good.
I don't doubt that it's good. I just can't get into it. It's probably because I can't see what's going on half the time.
Well, isn't it like crazy lights everywhere?
Yeah. Like 1980s neon laser everywhere. Like
Tron. Yes.
What's the setting? Is it city, jungle?
It's the exact same island from Far Cry
3. It's the island.
Just completely reskinned.
Huh.
It's like that island mixed with Tron and like a bad 80s action movie.
Yep.
And dinosaurs.
Well, there are dinosaurs in it.
Dragons.
There's the blood dragons. They take the dragons and make them the size of, you know, oil tankers.
I wish they would have. I wish somebody would have finished the Jurassic Park mod for Far Cry.
That would have almost made me give money.
I would have crapped my pants. That game was scary enough with the normal predators.
Although interesting enough, I was watching a Robo's video recently, and he was playing a first person shooter that came out in like 98. It was a Jurassic Park game. I wish I could remember the name of it right now, but I was
Trespasser.
Yes, Trespasser.
I love Trespasser. I was just thinking about this the other day and thinking I need to get it loaded up on an old computer.
Well, you know what's interesting that you were thinking about it? There is a group of people that are updating the game using the Far Cry 3 engine.
Oh.
And it's supposed to come out later this year.
Is it just a mod or?
If I don't think you could port the game to the Crysis. I think they're starting from scratch.
Damn.
Like it's a straight port.
There, before that game out, I played the demo and did all sorts of mods to it, downloading them and patching them in, got rid of the timer, made the T-Rex spawn in the area, and I spent untold hours with just that one little demo map. And because the physics were so, I mean, revolutionary at the time, they're probably crap now. But...
Yes, the video that I watched, oh my god.
oh my god, right here on my desk is the disc. Right here.
What?
I have it. It's right here. Oh, I'm totally going to go try to install this.
He's like, it's right next to my copy of Zork. It's crazy.
I'm sure Zork is in that stack. And there's Duke Nukem 3D Kiloton Collection. Daedalus Encounter. All right. Flight Unlimited 3. Great. I found a whole bunch of PC games.
The patches and the drivers to play those.
I know. I hope this thing won't run, I don't think. Windows 95 required, Pentium 166 megahertz.
For some reason, this just took me back to I remember installing Altered Beast on my buddy's computer, and it was on 9 diskettes.
Oh, God, I love this game. So scary. I hated those velociraptors.
I remember loading Scorch onto it. Computer using a 3x5 floppy.
I want to get Scorch. I want more modern versions of Scorch.
Oh, Scorch is it's Worms.
Yeah, that too. Scorch and Worms is Scorch, getting
Worms is pretty Worms is pretty much 2D Worms is pretty much the more modern version of Scorch. Even though I don't think anything is as cool as a Funky Bomb in Scorch.
Won't you take me to
Funky Bomb?
Oh, wow.
DuckTales.
Bunch of old.
Lovely.
So, anyways,
played lots of stuff. Trespasser's coming out. I got to get that in.
Well, it's Far Cry 3. You're not going to have anything that can run it.
Yeah, well, that'll make me.
I mean, Crysis 3.
Crysis 3. Oh, it's Crysis. It's going to in Crysis 3?
It's in. They're using the Crytek engine.
The Crytek engine to do it.
So you're gonna have to have a PC version of Crysis 3 in order to even run it.
The Crytek, they could build a standalone game just using the engine. It's not a total conversion mod for Crysis.
Okay.
Computers.
I'm finally getting up to speed. I'm sorry.
Okay, Batman. All right.
Fear me.
No.
Why not?
Have you been playing any games, Danner?
Gonna go cry now.
What the hell? That's like I'm watching TV and I have the camera hooked up to I have the camera for my PlayStation, and you say PlayStation and it brings up all the voice commands for it so you can turn it off with your voice. And every once in a while, my wife and I are watching TV, little prompt will come up, meaning that you've triggered the voice activation stuff for the system. That's exactly what you just did. Nobody said anything remotely close to, to the
what?
D word.
To what?
And you just go ahead and throw out your woo.
No, you did it too. Aha.
No, I got you doing it. Ha, 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 ha.
So, Danner.
I just looked at it and I think I said I thought I'd put like a ton of hours into Assassin's 4, and it turns out I've only put 23 hours into it so far.
Oh, only?
Only. It just
what I've heard, if you do everything in the game, it's about 100 hours.
I doubt that.
If you do every single thing.
If you suck.
Yeah. There's
this coming from the guy who to do a game has to trace the border.
My every single area is unlocked. Every single area is 100%. I'm only in sequence 9 though.
I don't even know where I am. I have too many things I'm playing. None of them new.
I've maxed out my ship. I've defeated my first legendary. I've gotten totally boned by my second group of legendaries because there's two boats in the second group.
Yes.
And
they go on both sides of you and fuck
you
up.
Oh, I noticed. I took one of them down and then had like a sliver of life left, and then the other one took me out. And I have to go hunt down some sharks to get some more crafting stuff done.
You don't have to. If you have lots of money, there's a couple of the places you can buy it.
I got my Templar armor.
I just got my Templar armor.
I'm one Mayan keystone away from having my assassin. I want the Mayan outfit. Armor
so bad. Deflects bullets.
I really dig Assassin's 4. It's something special.
Well, save it because we're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Besides that, I literally tonight for about a half an hour while I was waiting for Puppeteer to download on my PS3, I played the first 40 minutes of Beyond Good and Evil HD.
How was that?
Really good. I'm actually incredibly surprised at how much I like that game, especially out of the two recent old HD upconverts I've downloaded recently, which is Okami and that. I like it way more than I like Okami.
See, with the HD converts, it's always like, okay, you made it look prettier, but sometimes it's still that gameplay is so dated. It looks better, sure, but that's not all that was.
The gameplay doesn't really feel, I don't know, as dated as I thought it would. It does kind of feel like a Jak and Daxter game, though.
I said that because Jak and Daxter is one of those, the HD version is one of those ones where, yeah, they made it look prettier, but it still plays like it came out,
it's hard to describe Beyond Good and Evil because of the fact that it's not really like many other games.
Because it's not really good or evil.
Woo! So
that's gonna be my catchphrase from now on whenever you introduce me.
That'll be a very short.
I don't
podcast
know. I think the cult status of the game is well deserved. I can see. I mean, I got to get further into the game and get into it, but I'm really digging it so far, which I don't know. It's been kind of nice being able to, you know, have some time to go back and play some older games. Because I'm hoping to actually sit down and tackle Snake Eater before Ground Zeroes comes out. Because I have that on Vita, and I've been really meaning to hunker down and actually get through that without falling asleep in
you
the opening
Snake
cinematic.
Snake Eater or Peace Walker?
Snake Eater.
Okay.
Because I've never played Metal Gear 3.
Oh.
I've played Metal Gear Solid 1 and 2, and I've tried to play 4.
If you can play 4, they explain the entire franchise to you 3 times.
I know, but I've been wanting to play 3. I feel like I need to... I want to sit down, I want to play 3, and then I want to play through 2 again and get those off my plate. I would convince myself that I should play the original Metal Gear and then Metal Gear 2.
The NES version?
Yes, because it's on the HD version for HD collection for the 360 and the Vita. Also have Metal Gear 1 and Metal Gear 2 on it. And I played 20 minutes of the first Metal Gear, and that game is just so balls hard that I was just like, fuck it. I can't. my brain doesn't work in Nintendo 8-bit challenging as hell games anymore. My brain cannot go back to that.
My brain couldn't figure out Metal Gear when I was old enough, when I was that age to play those. So
I think 10 or 12 year old me would be able to sit down and like actually have the tolerance and be able to go through it.
See, 10 or 12 year old me was more used to like playing Mario games and stuff like that, whereas there's a certain level of patience that I did not have in my gaming.
Yeah, you could. Well, I think stealth games themselves are very anti little kid.
I put 80 hours into Final Fantasy 3 on the Super Nintendo, or Final Fantasy 6 to the normal ones of us. And I played it 3 times through.
Yeah,
so.
But that's not the same thing as a stealth game on the Nintendo.
I played Fester's
Quest. The stealth game on Nintendo was when you ducked in Mario for the fire ring to go around you.
I was going
to
say when you ducked down on the white boxes to go behind the level, but...
if I enjoyed
you climb on the fence and flip through the other side
and could play through Fester's Quest without getting frustrated and hurting people, then I'm pretty sure 10-year-old me could have gotten through Metal Gear. But it was never something that was ever on my radar.
See, Metal Gear 3, there were 3 games in 2004 that I'm pretty sure I've told this story before, but this is one of the games that was on my Christmas list for that year, along with Grand Theft Auto San Andreas and Metroid Prime 2. I had all of them picked out for Christmas, and I think my cousins stole them from my grandmother's when I came home to get them for Christmas. So at the end of that story is that I didn't end up getting those games for Christmas. Thus, I was not able to play those games when they were like a thing. And I found it very hard to go back and play them. Basically, not being able to play Metroid Prime 2 when it first came out kind of knocked me out of my love for that series, as well as Grand Theft Auto. And
so what you're saying is your cousin ruined your childhood.
Not really my childhood, because I was like in my 20s, but he ruined my gaming habits.
None of us here are adults.
He ruined my gaming habits for like a year and a half. But
you should burn his house down.
I probably should. I have ceased to Woo-hoo! Communicate with him. So there's that.
I was going to say that just seems like the appropriate response for that type of a scenario.
To not communicate with him anymore?
No, to burn his house down.
Oh, okay. But what's really funny is my friend, who's really big into Metal Gear, he wanted me to play Metal Gear Solid 3. So for my birthday in 2007, he bought me the PS2 version, like the subsistence version. And I had my HD TV at the time, and I tried hooking my PS2 up to that and putting it in the widescreen mode that Metal Gear Solid supports. And I put it in, I got through that opening cutscene, I immediately took it out and never played it again.
And you cried.
I would have if it hadn't been my birthday. Bad.
The polygons.
What polygons? It was just like a smudge on my screen. Didn't know
it's
what,
like original GoldenEye graphics.
I think the last PS2 game I actually played was Amplitude.
Was it? I'm sorry, I can't play this. This looks terrible. I'm going to go back to my Xbox 360.
Man, I wish I could have said that.
and then burn his house down.
But no, I never. But I did play Metal Gear Solid 4, and they do. There's a really cool. I don't know if it's still available. There is an encyclopedia you can download on the PlayStation Network.
Oh, that sounds interesting.
Actually, it's kind of neat because you can click on any one person and you can drill down into it, and it tells you all the information. And if there's like basically it's like a three-dimensional website, so you can keep drilling down and finding out about the web that is the Metal Gear Solid franchise.
I'm literally falling asleep over here.
That's like every single time you talk.
Thank you, Danner.
Just got your back, Mike, against that puss bag over there.
Anyways,
I'm not a puss bag, and I'm sure you have his back. Well, he's probably not wearing any pants, too.
That's the only way I know how to cover his back. Sir.
That is none of your business.
I can hear the moans from a state over.
That is between Danner and myself. Well, I'm looking forward to hear what you have to say about Metal Gear Solid 3. So,
well, I got to find the time. I should have time because I'm pretty close to being done with Assassin's 4. And
you're not playing games with me, so.
And yeah, and Thief isn't out until February, and that's probably going to be the next game I actually pick up.
Thief also.
I'm so excited for Tomb Raider.
I can't. I told Joe this the other day when I was at his house, was I'm wrestling with it. It looks really good, but I can't warrant dropping $60 on a game I've already played through.
Trade it in.
I already sold it.
Oh, well, that's your problem.
I sold it for $30 the week that it dropped to $20, because that's the kind of guy I am.
All right. Been playing anything else?
Did that person find out and they're like,
you can always borrow my copy, so.
Well, and that's kind of also, I either figured I'll wait until it drops to $20 or I'll just borrow it after you get done with it.
Oh, okay. I see. That's just become standard procedure then.
Well, not necessarily. I just know that you're an incredibly giving person and you like me more than most other people. And that you hate money.
I love money, which is why
I don't think you even know what a savings account is.
I have a savings account. I have two of them.
There's like a whole $3 in there.
Hey.
He's like, I have a savings account where I keep my comic books. Okay?
No, it's where I put the money for my new TVs.
That's 4K TV
money. I need to get another iPad.
That is 4K TV money. Stay out of this.
Good. You'll have a TV and nothing to play on it.
Surprised you don't have an Oculus Rift savings account over there.
I would if they would put out a price for it. If I knew how much I was saving for, all I hear about is how awesome that thing is and no prices.
They're out now, right? You can buy one.
No. I've never seen a price. How does that guy that does the
giving them to press?
They're Kickstarter backers.
Have you checked out their page? Nothing?
I'm not willing to pay anyone that's in a Kickstarter thing. I'd like to pay them directly.
No. I'm saying if you check out their Kickstarter page, I mean,
isn't it technically when you're paying into a Kickstarter, aren't you paying them?
You are paying them, but I don't want to. I would rather pay them directly. Like, I'd rather
pay the marked up price from Best Buy than the. Never mind. Okay. Yes. Let's continue.
Anyways. I didn't say I'd get it from Best Buy. I just said I'd rather buy it from them. Not through.
I was just using them as an example.
Anyways, anything else, Danner?
No. I downloaded a few things with that PlayStation sale, but the other portion that was incredibly sad to me was the fact that when I opened up the 14 for 14 sale and looked at most of the stuff that already said purchased underneath it, I was like, oh, Jesus.
Yeah, me too.
I bought Killzone Mercenaries for Vita also. Ah. But now the problem is I got to clean off my memory card because it's a 3 gig install with another 2 gigs of updates. So, yay.
Chauncey, you haven't been playing anything, right? Not worth talking about.
Just with his penis.
I'm playing some more Ghosts. I will say, okay, you guys play Ghosts.
We play the better version of Ghosts.
Whatever.
The less crappy version looking of Ghosts.
Suck a bag of dicks, Danner, seriously.
Like how he attacks you and I'm the one that started it.
You can hang up on me. Like, you can.
Yay, immunity.
are the fucking guard dogs the most pain in the ass things?
Yes.
I literally had a shotgun. I had picked up somebody's shotgun. I killed the guy and pumped two rounds into the dog, and it was 10 feet away and still did the auto kill.
It's three rounds.
It's three rounds with anything. In hardcore, guys can die in one hit, but the dog still takes three.
And that dog can kill what are they called? When you have the knives in the body armor, maniac.
Is it really sad that I want the skin mod that's coming out this week?
Yes, it's really sad that you want to give money to Infinity Ward.
Wait,
the wolf.
The wolf? Oh, wait, that's just coming out?
Yeah.
Oh, it's already out on Xbox.
Well, everything comes out sooner.
I'm not going to pay for it. I don't see the point of it.
Well, if I had the season pass, I wouldn't have to pay for it. But I haven't committed to dropping $50.
You know what
bucks.
They're also making it so you can look like Michael Myers, too.
Here's what's really annoying about this conversation. We have been trying to get Sean Z to play Call of Duty for 2 years. Well, he's been over there playing freaking Battlefield.
And now he's playing.
And we all go.
No.
And we had jump Call over, of Duty. And you go ahead and go back.
Playing for months. I get rid of it, and you're all like, "Oh, let's play again."
We go on to something else, and he goes back to playing Call of Duty by himself.
No, we all bought Modern Warfare 3, and you played it for like a week, and then we're like, "I'm done. I'm going back to Battlefield." And then you sold your copy, and then we just couldn't play with you anymore because you were sitting over there just. Look at me, I'm playing Battlefield.
Hey, Sean, are you playing Battlefield 4?
No.
Good, because no one really is.
No, there's so many problems with that. First of all, I'm waiting for next gen. Second of all, I'm waiting till probably like 7 more patches come out.
You're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah. Plus, it's not really high on my list. The most excited I am for multiplayer games right now is going to be Evolve.
Yeah, that sounds special.
It sounds special just because it's Turtle Rock. Let's make no illusions. We know nothing about the game.
The 4v1 combat seems just so cool.
Oh, yes, I agree.
For anyone who hasn't been paying attention, it's four. Are they saying humans or they're just saying soldiers? I don't even know. Whatever.
It's four aliens.
Four soldier dudes.
Hunters.
Yeah, right. And they all have different. You can pick different classes, different abilities, whatever. There's those four, and then there's another. Human control person that's playing as they're calling it the Beast, right?
I don't know, but if this conversation doesn't end with you saying that I'm looking forward to Destiny, I'm hanging up.
Woo!
No, I am. No, I'm saying it's Evolve, of course, it's Destiny. Fuck you. Destiny, what is it? The Division,
yep.
But that got pushed back, right?
They got pushed back because the thing that they showed us at E3 was actually a tech demo, they haven't actually even started on the game yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But that tech demo almost sold the game.
Well, let's be fair. What they showed, they didn't even have a release window at E3. It was just we're making this, and here's what the gameplay is going to be like, and what it's going to look like, and oh, it looks pretty. So, yeah, I'm excited for all those.
Yeah, I'm excited for all those.
The
funny thing is that although all of these multiplayer games coming out, the ones that I'm most excited for are the co-op ones, not the.
I was going to say the only thing. The more and more I hear about Evolve, unfortunately, it's the exact same three sentences of information every single time because I know there's not a lot of info out of there. But the more and more I hear about it, the more and more I think of how much it's going to be like Left 4 Dead and how it's. Probably going to be really cool for about 3 weeks.
Left 4 Dead was cool for longer than that. Left 4 Dead 2 sucked after like a month.
Left 4 Dead was awesome right up until they're like, we're going to charge you for Left 4 Dead 2. And everyone went, fuck you, and stopped playing. That and Borderlands happened.
See, I liked Left 4 Dead 2, but everybody else stopped playing it. That was the problem. Is I think me and Joe were the only ones that were playing it, and everybody was like pulling teeth to get the rest of you guys to.
I stopped playing it because I couldn't clear a level.
I thought it was okay.
I couldn't clear any level on any difficulty.
Yeah, the only thing that I'm gonna miss, in Evolve that I loved in the Left 4 Dead is when you're playing as the bad guys. In that case, it was the zombies. That euphoric feeling of we just fucked over the survivors. Yes. Mm-hmm. You can't do that because you're by yourself. And I mean, are they going to make it so unless you're in a party with that person, you can't talk to them? Or are you going to be able to hear them the whole time?
I'm wondering if it's going to be more of a like a Journey-esque style multiplayer, which is kind of like what everyone's been pushing lately, where you will sign
don't
on.
Don't really and, know who you show up with. It's yeah, just like some random guy.
Yeah, you'll sign on and be like, do I want to play with like a group of my friends and go and play? Or like, do I want to get matched? Do I want to play as like the hunters and get like put in a group of four people? Or do I want to go on and play as the monster and I'll just get thrown into someone's lobby?
Although I have a feeling it's going to be like zombie. It's going to be like playing as the zombies. Everyone's going to want to be the monster.
Well, but then there's us, you know, we'll play, the four of us will want to play together.
Yeah.
And we'll play as the humans and we'll go against the monsters.
I'm kind of hoping that you play in a group of five and then the monster is randomly generated out of your group.
It just picks?
Yep.
Well, yeah, but that used to happen when you jump into a lobby with Left 4 Dead. People would start up the lobby, they'd see that they weren't going to be able to be the zombies and they just back out. They're like, nah, I don't want to play through a level, you know, and then maybe beat the zombies next time, they'll just back out. I really hope that doesn't happen. I hope the game is games are quick, but not together.
We also all know that the Left 4 Dead community was a special community because everybody in that community was the biggest bag of dicks I've ever met.
The game kind of encouraged that.
I know, but
that game was the most
rampant douchebaggery I think I've ever seen in a game is on that game.
I don't know about, okay, are we talking about like on the 360? Because the one experience I have playing on the PC with Left 4 Dead 2 is probably my best experience.
Oh no, I'm talking 360 the way. Okay, I've never had a bad experience playing with it on Steam at all. I'm just talking about the 360 Left 4 Dead community made the Halo community look like My Little Pony.
Because my one experience with playing Left 4 Dead on PC was I spawned into the level where you have to get into the mall and put gas in the car.
That one sucked.
Yeah, well, I didn't have a controller, so I'm using a mouse and keyboard, which I've never done for Left 4 Dead, so I didn't know what the controls were exactly. And I was playing with three other people that I didn't know. I didn't have a headset or anything like that, but my mic was on, and I could hear them trying to talk to me. And I knew that the objective was to put gas in the car, so I was like, well, I don't really know how to do anything that well, so I'm going to run around and get the gas cans and try to put them in the car. And the first gas can I picked it up, but I couldn't figure out how to put it back down. And I ended
up just running around with the gas can.
No, I ended up throwing it on the ground in front of the, car. And then I accidentally shot it.
And they're like, accidentally happened there.
And then they go, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm sorry. I've never played this with a mouse and keyboard. And then I just left. This is not for me. And that was the last time I played Left 4 Dead 2.
I don't know. I still remember. I can't remember if it was in 1 or 2. There was the one level where it was you had to go up the long elevator. And if the zombies got to it quick enough, they could push a generator in front of the door so you couldn't get out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you could get on top of the elevator and drop in. You just drop in and slowly take away their health.
I just feel like the level design in Left 4 Dead was way more bite-sized and just fun. And I feel like the level design in Left 4 Dead 2 made you feel like there were more places to go, but that really wasn't the case, which kind of bummed me out.
I don't know. That game never needed to be that open. Linear made it better because there was nothing more shitty than being a zombie waiting around a corner and be like, yeah, I'm going to get him, get it. And they just fucking don't go that way. You're like, God damn it. Spent 5 minutes waiting.
And Left 4 Dead 2 introduced way too many special infected.
Yeah.
Two more?
You know, there was a bunch more.
There was jockeys. There was chargers.
The female version of the vomit ones.
Yeah.
Oh, the spinners. Okay, so it was three.
There was more. There was another. And then there's the modified witch.
Yeah.
There was the tank. There was the, I don't know. I felt like four was good because you had like four good guys and then you had four special infected. And the second one at least has four more. It was just.
And then every once in a while, the tank.
Yeah. But anyway.
I can say the same thing about Left 4 Dead 1 as I do about Borderlands 1. They both felt like incomplete games and the sequels were infinitely better. But I still think Borderlands has more to go. I'm totally behind it.
I think Borderlands 1 was a more fun game all around than Borderlands 2.
I think it's because it was new to us.
I think it's because it was broken, and the and being broken made it fun. Like, that was like one of the first games I can remember spending time on a message board going, okay, how do we do this? How do we get into the vault after it's been shut?
Oh, oh man, I do this ridiculous I swear thing. To God, I'm gonna have the Nang flashbacks about throwing stupid med packs at that wall.
Oh, Jesus.
But anyways, all right.
Why are we talking about Borderlands 1?
Okay, so let's get on to our questions so we don't have to keep this going for too much longer. How does that even warrant? Never mind.
At this point, I'm just doing it to make you react.
Okay, this question comes from Justin Washington.
Comes. What?
Really?
Where? Who?
Really?
Things? Penis.
Okay. Question for all of you. I have never played any of the Assassin's Creed games, but I love pirates, and the last one looks like a lot of fun. Could I play that without playing the other ones? Would it make sense, or would I be lost?
I think it would make sense, but all the stuff that happens outside of the Animus, you're going to be like, what? And
you know
that's
what? Go on
very
YouTube.
Fleeting,
I'm
and you
sure,
can skip most of it.
I'm sure, because, I mean, as shitty as this is, the best parts of the last games, the non-Desmond stuff, is the stuff that doesn't carry over. It's always the Desmond stuff that carries over.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, the real world. And if there isn't, I'd be shocked. There's got to be a YouTube video that just has the Desmond parts. Or just sums up the story. Go to Wikipedia.
Or could you just play Assassin's Creed the way I do, which is skip the Desmond parts as fast as possible and don't give a damn about them?
Yeah, because totally. Literally all you have to do is like run up to an... Like, you can hack terminals, and there's... Literally all you have to do is like hack a terminal for the first thing, and then another one for the second portion, and I haven't gotten to the third, so I don't know.
Where and I don't think... Yeah, and those... It's just like those... parts with the other games, with the exception of what three made you eventually you'd have to do the Desmond stuff, right?
Yes.
Yeah, this one you don't have to. You could just jump right back out, do the little part it makes you do, and then jump right back in.
Oh, wait, whoa. You could do that in three, but by the time the game was over, they made you go and do that stuff.
Yeah, no, you don't have to.
Have you beaten four?
No, but I've read about the end just to make sure that wasn't the case. I mean, but I like doing that stuff in this one. I find it rewarding to go find those stuff out.
Yeah, not and I was going to say...
Three where it's like, well, I know I'm going to have to do this bullshit, so I better do it now.
Well, because of not playing the other games also, there's going to be like some subtle references that you're going to miss, but I don't honestly...
Is it in the pirate stuff, or is it in the...
No, it's all the stuff that... It's literally all the stuff that's outside. I don't think there's anything...
Yeah.
There's a few things that they reference, I mean, in... Actually, no. There's really nothing inside
the
pirate.
As far as I know, the only connection between the actual in the pirate world and this one and the other ones is that the last name.
Kenway. Yeah, the only real connection.
And that
most of the stuff, they're not even chasing the apple in this one. So, I mean, literally, it's all different stuff. And it's... I don't think there's anything... Yeah, unless there's something towards the end that might connect into it, but I don't... So far, there's absolutely nothing that says you need to. Because the nice thing about the game is the fact that your main character isn't even an assassin, technically.
He doesn't give a
shit. He's learning about stuff as you're learning about stuff. So that's what's kind of neat, especially for somebody who's never played an Assassin's game. This is probably one of the best jumping on points in the series.
Easily.
Plus... It doesn't feel like any of the other games.
Okay, now on that regard, is this kind of like does this kind of, you said it was a good jumping on point, and I would agree with you, but I've played the other ones. Is this kind of like an Uncharted thing where if you play this one, you're not going to be able to play the other ones?
Yes, I wouldn't say that, because I honestly think you could.
There's differences. Like, you can
really
go back.
I don't think you'd be able to go back and play the first one, because I think after playing,
nobody can
go back and play the first one, because the controls are just. So almost there, but not quite. And then once you see him get it right in Assassin's 2, it's very hard to go back and play Assassin's 1.
And the part 1 is very repetitive. Like, there's only one way to do everything. You get it to a new city, you find the three little clues, and then you do the assassination. Three little clues, then the assassination, three little clues, and it repeats all 15 people 15, I think it's 15 steps that you have to get to beat the game.
I tell most people that the first one's skippable.
First one's skippable.
But I would never say that about the Uncharted franchise.
You can skip Brotherhood.
I want to skip Uncharted 1.
To be honest, I mean, you could probably get away with just doing Revelations.
I'm too attached to Ezio.
Oh, I'm not saying I would. I mean, you. I think people could still enjoy those games, but I think you could get away without playing the rest of his thing and just do Revelations, and you still get the gist of it.
That's
because he kind of I know, but he's reflecting on his life throughout the whole thing. So, and even in that one, there's parts flashing back to Altair. So that
you wouldn't
miss as much, I think, if you just did that one.
But unfortunately, you have to do the tower defense portion of that game, which is terrible.
I did it once, never had to do it again.
Oh, so. I did the first one, and then that was the end of it. I was like, nope, not doing that again.
I never had problems with it, and happened a couple times where I needed to go do it, but my districts were getting attacked, but I never had a problem with it. I beat it when they set up my towers. It was tower defense. It was great. I don't know why I liked it. Weird, though.
AC4, perfectly playable. It's just a Pirates game.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
The literally the only thing that links this to the other Assassin's games is the name.
Do you feel like naming it Assassin's Creed 4 did it a disservice?
No.
I think so.
No, because it's kind of like, remember when they were doing Modern Warfare? Mm-hmm. They were just going to call it Modern Warfare, but then they changed it last minute to Call of Duty Modern Warfare. They didn't push anyone away from it by calling it Assassin's Creed, I don't think. Everyone who saw it was going to play it anyways, but they may have drawn more people in that were fans of the franchise.
But don't you think they could have spun this off into its own IP?
No, this needed to be Assassin's Creed, not 4, but Assassin's Creed. Isn't it Black Flag?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it just needed to be Assassin's Creed, Black Flag. They should have dropped the 4.
I think they could have dropped the 4.
That's what
I think they should have dropped. It's called Assassin's Creed Black Flag. Get rid of the numbering, turn it into its own spiel, you know?
Yep.
Because I know there's talk for Blood Dragon becoming its own game.
It should. Oh my god, it should.
I know,
play that in a heartbeat.
Yeah, okay, it would be cool and stuff, but like I said, like from what I've seen, I haven't played the game, so take this with a grain of salt. I've played I think there was a demo, wasn't there?
The entire game is basically a demo.
Yeah. But that color scheme, I mean, it looks really cool, but it pushed me off that everything's really dark.
Yeah, but there's other ways that you can there's other like 80s and 90s references that you could do.
Oh,
like,
I would totally settings. That would be awesome, but I'm saying if they change the visual style a little bit.
Doesn't Blood Dragon take place at night?
The entire game, I think, does.
Isn't that why it's dark?
Supposed to be like one big.
No, I think it's more so the 80s
near Fallout.
It's more of a, you know, Matrix surface world type of a thing. Scorched earth.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, there was talk about Far Cry or Blood Dragon being spun off into its own thing.
So
I was just wondering if you guys thought that, you know, Black Flag should have been its own thing. So, because I mean, Watch Dogs looks like it could have been a modern day Assassin's Creed, and they just went ahead and made it its own IP.
Well, yeah, but I'm still waiting for some kind of link. There's going to be an Abstergo Industries post.
It's already been confirmed that there is
has it?
There's a security company in Watch Dogs that I think shows up in Assassin's Creed 3.
Yeah.
But that's like a minor. If there's any more involvement than that, no one really knows. But there's like security pamphlets in Watch Dogs that link back to a company from AC3. So they exist in the same world. Plus, there's a lot of rumors that are floating around that Ubisoft actually placed Watch Dogs, AC3, and Far Cry in the same world. Like in the same
Far Cry?
Yeah, in the same universe. Like that island exists somewhere in the Assassin's Creed universe. So
you can land on it in Black Flag.
You know, you probably wouldn't even know if you're on.
You wouldn't. You'd have to you'd have to look at an above view of Far Cry and then look at an above view.
I'm looking at the map tonight, and then I'm jumping on Assassin's
Creed. Oh, man. I'm kind of tempted now.
You're welcome, guys.
If I'm not mistaken, it may have been like a April Fool's thing, but I think there is a Far Cry reference in AC4.
Is there? I don't know.
somewhere. It might be hidden.
I'm Googling AC4 Easter eggs as soon as we're okay. done.
There's only been one AC4 Easter egg found so far, and it took 3 months for somebody to find it.
Well, that's a pretty big place, so.
Yeah.
All right. The last question that we have is, this reminds me, and this is from The Walking Dread. He commented on Justin Washington's question. He said, this reminds me of a similar question my friends and I were discussing regarding video games and franchises, and why games don't have an issue with them nearly as... Or why gamers don't have an issue with them nearly as much, as fans of movies, Madden games aside, and if the story in these games really matter, or is it just the fact that you are getting familiar gameplay? So basically, he's saying, why do movies get bashed for being, sequelitis more so than video games?
I think it's.
Because with movies, it's not like with games, technology advances, the games get more epic and crazy and stuff. With movies, eventually they get to a point when they can do no more. Like, okay, how many times? Like I love the Expendables movies.
Mm-hmm.
Story-wise, they're shit, but I love them for what they are. Action movie porn, pretty much. Now they're announcing 3, and it's like all they can do now is add people. All of the jokes are done already. All they can do is keep adding more action stars. So eventually it's going to get to the point where those are going to be horrible. Yeah, this next one has a decent chance of sucking, which really saddens me.
Walking Dread brought up the issue or the idea of like the story in the game mattering or if it's just familiar gameplay. I think it really depends on the franchise. Call of Duty more so for me is the gameplay.
Yeah, I don't think people like care so much if the story, travels over too much. Because I mean, some people don't even know what the story is.
No, but I don't know. I've played all the Halo games, and I still don't know what the story is in that.
That's because you're simpleton.
That lost me at 2.
That's because they don't explain it.
It doesn't have to be explained.
It's because
I'm kind of dumb and I get it.
They explain it if you go out and buy the book series then read all. It's one of those things that's what I hate about Halo is the fact that it's got a great story. If you take the time to immerse yourself in everything they put out for it.
No, you don't have to do that. That's like when people say the same thing to Mass Effect, which is utter bullshit.
I think I love Mass Effect. So
I love Mass Effect is one of my favorite games. That was on my
What little I've played of the first Mass Effect has more story in it than anything I've seen of Halo.
Well, yes, I agree with that.
And I only made it to the Citadel. No,
wait, what?
Space station?
Citadel.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Wow,
I made it there before I got lost and turned it off.
Most people get lost in the
Citadel. Was huge. I loved it. I had that thing memorized.
I think with Assassins I think it's the familiarity of the gameplay and the controls. The controls tweak a little bit from game to game, sometimes for the better, like from Assassins 1 to Assassins 2, or for the worse between Revelations and 3.
Yep.
Having never played Revelations, I can't say that the controls for 3 were bad. So,
the controls for 3 were not good.
Wouldn't say they're bad, but they were not as good as Revelations. I had a lot of fun
murdering fools left and right. So
you had a lot of fun murdering drummers bunnies. And rabbits.
I murdered entire squads of drummers, okay?
Yeah, awesome. Good. You picked out the one enemy that didn't have a weapon. Good job.
Anyways.
What made it
the issue with that 2 to 3 or Revelations to 3 was mostly in the free running mechanic, where part 2 Revelations rather required you to hold 2 buttons, the high what do they call it, the high context button,
the run button, and then the it was the sprint and
the run and the free run,
whatever it was. It already sounds complicated and boring.
Well, you hold the run button and the high context button, and he runs instead of walks. In Assassin's Creed 3, if you held that button that you've held for the previous 4 games, he would jump off of whatever you were you were on. So if you got to the end of something, he would jump off. It became the jump button. Like, you didn't need to hold it anymore, but if you did, he would jump off things.
Which they got rid of that in 4, because that's
thank
not
God. That was
bummer.
Yeah, now it's you hold what, left trigger.
Yep.
And then just your and your guys takes off.
Yeah.
And then I think the only thing time you ever hit A or B is
whatever happened to the analog sticks actually being, I push forward a little bit and I walk and I crank it all the way and I run.
That you can do that still, but only when you're like trying to blend into crowds.
With Assassins, it's how much you put at least on the PS4 controllers, how much pressure you put on the trigger.
Same thing on the 360. The more you like, if you squeeze the controller just a little bit, he does just like a little jog, and then the more you press it, he'll bust down to a full run if you go all the way. And then I pretty much the only thing you do is direction, left trigger to run, and then you can press A to jump or B to drop down.
And it's exit jump on the PlayStation, and it's circle to drop down.
Anyways, so friend, like,
my God, we're boring you, aren't you? You're bored. Every time I listen to you talk about a PC game, I drone out. But when we're all three talking
well,
about
the
Assassin's Creed,
the iPad minis are good for looking at.
No, I'm not bored. I'm just trying to get back to the actual question.
There was a question?
Yeah, sequels.
Woo!
Someone wrote a letter? What?
I think it depends on the. I don't know. I don't really have a problem with like sequels in movies as long as they get better. But usually they end up being trashed by the time the third one rolls around.
But,
and I think it's because of the amount of time and effort and how much a game company kind of, you know, it's life and death for game companies when it comes to sequels. I think more care in a video game sequel than in most movies.
But when you think that a sequel, unless it's the Hunger Games or one of those young adult fantasy movies, like the average sequel takes 2 years to turn around, and most the respectable AAA titles, you know, take 2 years to turn around.
Well, they have most, and with Assassins, with it coming out, I don't necessarily agree on the fact that a new game in a series should come out every single year. But I mean, like with Call of Duty, they have two separate teams working on the games, and they come out.
They're still taking 2 years. There's 2 years in between
Treyarch.
But why do you think that works?
And they have separate teams working on Assassin's games too.
Do you think that same model could work for movies and people would be happy with it?
No, because the movies would be too different.
Yeah.
Just like you can tell the difference between a Treyarch Call of Duty and a, well, now whatever, in fake Infinity Ward Call of Duty.
Fake Infinity Ward.
Really?
No, I agree. It's just funny because you boot that game.
If I put on a Batman outfit, I'm like,
logos.
Well, fuck, I'm Batman.
Do we call it Finite Ward now?
Finite Ward. I like that.
There are obvious sequels that are money grabs. You can feel it when you play it. You can feel it in the story.
Arkham Origins.
Yep.
Oh.
Sorry.
I also think something caught
in my throat.
Wait a minute. Whoa, wait. I thought you liked Origins.
I liked it, but it was a blatant money grab.
Didn't even play the game, and I called that.
I disagree with that, but okay.
I think it was a money grab, but it wasn't bad.
I think it was them. I don't think it was a money grab. I think it was them trying to annualize it like everything else is annualized.
Yeah, and I think
money grab
when you're doing that to just it's monetizing.
Okay, so
it.
Is every single Call of Duty a money grab?
Yes,
totally. Yes,
easily. Is every single Madden a money grab?
That's not even a question.
Yes.
Okay.
Now Madden should be a yearly patch that you pay $15-$20 for.
Exactly.
Yes. Update rosters.
Every single sports game would until they come out with something drastically innovative that involves
which they take 3 years to put together.
You know what's really funny? If I'm not mistaken, I think all of the current gen. Say current gen and next gen Madden or EA games update their rosters during the season.
Yeah,
they pull updates, roster updates, and
through the season. But I think all that changes
updates.
Is injuries.
Still,
but that's not like
why can't they?
Still, they're gonna when the next year when teams are the people are retired, new people come out. They're not gonna charge $10 or whatever. They're gonna put out a whole new game. Be like, here, you want these new players? Oh, I guess
you can control hot dog prices.
Listen, I understand that that's what's happening. I'm just saying that it's interesting that people they're doing these roster updates like we want them to do, or like like sports fans want them to do, but they're still annualizing the game. Like you're still getting, the stats for the players are still changing according to real world statistics and stuff like that. It's just that they aren't carrying over from year to year unless you buy
money game. Grab.
I am going to say one thing. You said Walking Dead did the comment, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the off chance that we got it wrong, what he meant, and what he meant was, is it harder to jump into a game later in the series than it is a movie, or vice versa?
He just has issues with them nearly as much as fans of movies do. Because
if I can get like, it's like watching a Marvel movie that comes out now. You kind of almost have to go back and watch some of the other
ones. I
don't
think that's it. I think he's talking about like Iron Man 1, 2, 3.
I know. Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is that like, well, Iron Man 2 doesn't make as much sense if you don't watch Iron Man 1. But you can totally pop in Call of Duty 20 or whatever and play it with no problem.
I think he's saying, are people sick of getting, when they hear Iron Man 4, are they going to be sick as anything with it, where video games get a pass?
Oh, I know. I was just covering the bases in case we all got it wrong. No,
I don't think he's talking about waiting into a franchise. I think he's talking about sequelizing.
I wouldn't be sick if I heard Iron Man 4. I'd be quite excited.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be.
Even irony more.
Well, that's because your soul is slightly, you know, crushed already.
Slightly?
His heart is three sizes too small.
Too small.
And it's made of granite.
Sorry, I know I'm like the only person on the planet that didn't care for Iron Man 3.
I am right there with you on a lot of points on Iron Man 3.
Sits around in the dark stroking his number one dime and just, yeah.
Is that his nickname for his penis?
Yes.
How dare you tell people that? That was between
us. I didn't tell him. Dime, because that's what it is in centimeters. I don't know, 10? I'm not sure. Like,
can I hang up on him yet?
Yes.
No. Woo.
Or do you think it's that moviegoers are more vocal than gamers because the
we're way more vocal.
I think it's just for movies.
I think we're
you think gamers are you think video games are more mainstream than movies?
No, I think we're more
vocal. I think we're on our vocal.
Right, but he's talking about how movie fans seem to have more of an issue with sequels than gamers do.
No, I think
okay,
we have more of
I'm
an gonna
issue go back to the Mass Effect 3 ending. Nobody has gone nobody is bitched so like, much about the ending of a movie that they've gone and redone the ending of a movie.
What would you do?
Wait a minute, yes they did.
I don't know.
Which one?
They're gonna unpunk Iron Man 3.
What? How?
What?
The there is bonus footage that is getting attached to the Thor.
No, it's a one shot. It's a new one shot,
and it's attached
to All Hail to the King
yeah.
one shot.
And I have a feeling that they're going to make him.
They're
going to actually the
Mandarin. Yeah, they're going to make it so it wasn't an actor.
If he ends up being like Moriarty from Sherlock, awesome.
Oh, it was the way they're
leading it in is I have a good feeling if they do Iron Man 4, Mandarin's going to be the villain.
For real, you know, with magic powers and the rings.
Good, because that was one of the things that really irritated me about that movie.
Me too.
The only thing that irritated me about Iron Man 3 was the breathing fire. That was the only thing that was like...
They could do that in the villain. In the comic, they can do that. The extremists.
They
don't breathe fire, right? He shoots a beam or some crap, doesn't he?
Breathing fire, shooting a beam, what difference does it make?
It was lots. Extremists, and it was cool.
I would have been more okay with it if he shot the beam of fire out of his penis. That's all I'm saying.
But then it's a lightsaber.
That's for Iron Man.
And Disney will... Nope, Disney owns them too. Never mind.
Okay, I have a question about sequels.
Okay.
Do you think we are less vocal as video game people because we have enough new properties coming out, whereas the movies, we're not as excited about the new IPs and we're only excited about the sequels?
I don't know.
Are there? I mean, Creed. That's only a 7-6-year-old property.
Well,
I'm not tired of that yet.
I think for me though, like when
that's what he's talking about.
Well, I'm saying like when a movie sequel comes out and it comes out a couple years later, I never find it to be that big of a deal. I was like, oh, okay, they're doing a sequel of it. When a sequel comes out for a movie, like 8 years later, I was like. That's way too long.
Those aren't sequels. Those are remakes at that point.
Yeah, and then when it comes to video games, you know, if we get a game on one system, and then the next generation comes around, and then they finally get around to doing a second one, I'm always like, oh, that's kind of cool that they did a sequel to that. Like, I don't feel automatic. Like when it comes to a movie, I'm like, it just. Seems like they waited too long and they missed their opportunity. When it comes to a game though, I just don't get as hurt about it. But
You insert Half-Life 3.
I guess, yeah, insert Half-Life 3. I think really when it comes down to it with games is I just think we become way more emotionally invested and spend way more time with games than we do with the movies. The movies is 2 hours of your life.
2 hours. A long movie is 2 hours, and a short game is...
And Mass Effect 10. Is like 40 hours, or an Assassin's Creed game is like 15 hours of gameplay. And I mean, it's as involved as you want. There's your level of commitment can be to, I'm just going to play through the story mode and I'm going to be done with this. I'm going to put on an easy mode. I'm just going to play through the story and then I'm done with it. Or I'm going to play this on a normal mode. I'm going to play through the difficulty. I'm going to do all the collectings. I'm going to collect all the readings. I'm going to do the audio logs. I'm going to listen to all the stuff. I'm going to read all the history. I'm going to get super into it. I mean, like, there was one of the guys I worked with was reading American Civil War and history books about the time period that Assassin's 3 was set in to get ready.
A lot of people did that.
I mean, it's interesting to me that Assassin's Creed has become that series that makes you want to learn about history and read up on the history of something.
If I go to Italy, I'm going to want to climb on all those buildings.
Joe, you will literally die.
Or Assassin's Creed makes you want to become a vandal.
That too.
Just start ripping posters down.
Right, way to give video games a bad name, Joe.
I think to me, don't get me wrong, I think that movies are completely capable of evoking emotions and
Gone Home
getting you to connect, much like some games do. But I don't, for some reason, I just feel like that connection is more immersive in a video game.
I'll agree with you there, and I'll say that I think that's what games offer that movies don't, is that there is that level of immersion. There's a level of interactivity. There's that level
yourself into it.
Yeah, like you're playing, like when we were playing Gone Home, or like when you're playing Dead Space, and you're like, I'm gonna creep forward. I'm gonna activate that trigger point where the action is gonna start, and then I'm gonna piss my pants. I'm scared. Like, you're in control of it. Like, I can watch horror movies like it's nobody's business. They don't bother me because I'm not in control of that experience.
And I think that's a lot to do with it, is the control and but like I said, and the illusion of control. And I mean, most I can definitely cite several emotional connections with certain games, and it's harder for me to pick up. Like, there's probably a handful of movies that I can say, really emotionally got to me. Like Requiem for a Dream always comes to mind when we're talking about emotional connections or emotionally destroying somebody while, watching something. Because that movie's a kick to the nuts every single time. Or I shouldn't say every single time. I've only managed to see Requiem once, and I own it on DVD, and I can't bring myself to watch it again because it's so burnt into my brain that there's just so much emotion and so many highs and so many lows, and just everything's conveyed so well. But Mass Effect, so many emotions go into that for me as well, but I like to go back and play it over again and have a different experience and see how different reactions play out. And how being a female character versus being a male character versus being nice versus being just the biggest walking douchebag in the entire universe. I mean, there's so
literally
many manipulative levels to games like that, and so much immersion that makes it tailored to you. You don't have a choose your own adventure when it comes to movies. And when you do have a choose-your-own-adventure when it comes to movies, it's super, super hokey.
You end up with Return to House on Haunted Hill on HD DVD.
No, yes. I will top that. Which Final Destination was it?
No, you leave Final Destination alone.
Dude, there was the one where on the DVD you could pick up the people lived or died, and it didn't matter.
You shut your face.
You know that sucked, and you know it.
I didn't watch that version, but you leave Final Destination. You bad. Leave Final Destination out of this conversation.
Bad. You could pick the thing. It would like pop on the screen, live or die, hit left or right.
Haunted House.
And they would end up dying in a different way later anyways.
Return to House on Haunted Hill did that on HD DVD as well. That was a lot of fun watching that movie. Okay, so with the way that Danner was describing games, do you think that video games may have more in common with TV shows than with movies?
No, it's a totally unique experience because it's right, your hand on the trigger.
Right, but I'm saying that you
more
have
more in common with?
Yeah, more in common with TV shows than with movies because TV shows
you have the
can
investment.
Go you have the investment with a TV series, and they can go on for, you know, a season of TV can be 12, 15, 25 hours long.
Huh. For all that, I can't think of a TV show that I've cried at the end of. Like, oh. I have
Heroes. Like, I have, that brought tears to my eyes because it sucked.
You cried at Heroes?
Because it was horrible at the end. You're just like, oh, I can't watch this anymore.
There are a number of TV shows that get me to cry.
I was going to say there's a number of TV shows. There's a number of movies that have evoked emotions like that out of me as well.
I was just curious if you, because I, you know, there is only like that 2-3 hour investment with a movie, and it is very, it doesn't really, the movie doesn't really change. There isn't a chance for them to like the writers to correct a story or fix a character that's gone wrong. Whereas with a TV show, the writers can, if they choose to, they can react to, fan or critic reaction, and the series can progress and get better depending on, you know, feedback and ratings and whatnot. So I'm wondering if, you know, it's a legitimate question. Do you think TV has more in common with games than
I don't know. If I had to pick another form of media to compare video games to, it wouldn't be TV or movies, I don't think. It would be more like one of those old choose your own adventure books.
So
honestly,
exactly like the same reference I already
made.
Okay, awesome.
Oh, did you say that? I'm sorry. No, when you talk, I all I hear is like the sound of cocks being sucked.
Well, your
only
brain
for Mike's
is
benefit, will I not make that sound into the microphone again?
Thank you.
Woo!
So I'll ask a legitimate question, and we just drive it right into the ground with dick jokes.
Sean every single time.
I thought it was a good question, but whatever.
It was a good question.
I waited until the very end when
Sean ruined it.
I didn't ruin it.
Well, the question's still out there if we want to have a conversation.
Well, I will stand by what I said. It's not. I don't think TVs or movies come close to what video games are.
I'm just asking if you think TV comes closer to video games than movies.
Maybe just on the aspect of time
investment.
Of you have to invest. Yeah, exactly. You have to invest more of your life into keeping up with the TV show.
And
the
I think
movie.
Much like a time investment into a game and a time investment into a TV show, it can be really, really good until the final episode or the final scene of the game and completely blow it.
Yes.
More often than not, I believe that happens with TV than it does with games for me, but, or there's certain things you just keep playing in the hopes that it's going to get better. Or there's certain TV shows that I keep hoping is going to be as good as it was in season one.
Definitely had shows like that.
Smallville. And worse. Oh, I was going to say Glee.
I keep watching. It'll get better.
Because I was like, I keep hoping it's going to get better. But
Hawkman's coming in 3 episodes.
They just announced that Glee is officially moving to New York next season, and I was like, "Nope, that's it. It's done. I can't do it
anymore." Yeah, we'll see when it gets there.
I couldn't get behind. I mean, like the few episodes of Glee that I did watch, I thoroughly enjoyed, but the second it was over, I didn't care anymore. And I don't know what it is. The show just never grabbed me.
I could go into a 20-minute conversation about all the things I like and dislike about Glee, but this is not the forum for that.
Thank you.
I like the gay kid.
Sean, Jesus Christ.
Being honest, I like the gay kid.
I thought you said I'd like them more if they were naked. I totally missed that.
So like, basically what we're saying, kind of so thing. Regarding this guy's question, basically what we're saying is video games get more of a pass on the sequel thing because of
emotional attachment. Because it's one of those things that if you get into the first game and you like it, you'll just stick with it.
Yeah.
If you play the first game and you're like so-so about it, you'll probably eventually pick up the sequel, but you're going to wait a couple years until it's like $5 or $6. I don't I think it's, and then there's, you know, some of us where I'm like, I miss like the, like I haven't played Witcher 1 or Witcher 2, and I know Witcher 3 is coming out and it looks awesome, but because I haven't played the first two games, I won't even pick up the third one, no matter how good it is.
I don't think you have a way of playing the first one, because I think it was PC only.
It was a PC only. And to me, that automatically, for me, that automatically takes me out of a series, because if I can't play something from the beginning, I've automatically kind of passed.
I don't know. I'm playing Witcher 3 no matter
Witcher
what.
Witcher looks cool. Like I was talking before about how with Assassins, when it comes to those points when it's either incredibly hard for me to get a copy of a game, or, you know, I just don't have the system it plays on, I'll go to YouTube.
No, I can't do that.
Can't do it either.
Or I just go to Wikipedia and I read up about it.
I think watching YouTube videos and using that as the ability to emotionally attach yourself, or even
gauging a game strictly on
a YouTube video is just the lowest form of being uninformed, is to me. It just I don't do it
to emotion attachment. I do it so that if they make references in the new game, I can understand them.
Oh, you do it to catch up on the franchise.
What?
You do it to catch up on a franchise.
You use it as your cliff notes.
Yes.
You bastard.
Well, yeah. So when the third game's in, they asked me to write a paper about the first game, I can do it.
Because people are asking you to write papers about games?
No one's asking Chauncey to write anything.
Hey, I'm very... I'm shitty at writing, but whatever.
I was still waiting for him to relate this back to penises somehow, because that's what he's done the entire time.
And yet you just did it.
And I'm waiting for it.
And in conclusion... papers are like penises because they both start with P.
Moving on. We're going to wrap this up before any more dick jokes come your way.
Giggity.
I just want to let everyone out there know that we are still taking nominees for the Game of the Year, for 2013's Game of the Year. You can email those to us at feedback@geekcastradio.com. Just put Off the Cuff Game of the Year in the subject line. The rules are going to be in the episode post on the website. We also still have a free copy of Tearaway for the Vita, which nobody seems to want.
Nobody must have Vitas.
That's true.
They're all like, Vita's nice. Is it on DS?
Oh, it would look like shit on the DS. So yeah, we've got the free game. And we've got, which, by the way, I've been looking at my bank account statement for. I don't think I was ever charged. I think I actually legitimately ended up with a free copy of Tearaway.
Maybe Jeez. That was our first freebie as a podcast.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, say that it's a brilliant. Say it.
That game was brilliant.
Thank you.
It was amazeballs.
So.
I'd love to see that on the cover of a game as a...
amazeballs?
Amazeballs.
So if
this
you
game
want
is
to,
so good it will make you shit your pants.
If you want to share your thoughts and opinions on whether or not Assassin's Creed 4 is a good jumping on point, or if you want to talk about the difference in standards between like a movie sequel and game sequels, and yada yada yada, all that jazz, you can comment on our parent site at geekcastradio.com, or send emails to us at the email address I mentioned earlier, which again is feedback@geekcastradio.com. If you subscribe to us on iTunes, please leave us a review and give us a 5-star rating. Please, pretty please. But, you know, if you absolutely hate us, you can leave us 1 star, and then I'm going to ask you why the hell you're listening to us in the first place.
I actually have a question that's related to this for the viewers.
Oh.
Since we're talking about series and game series and stuff like that, is there ever a game in a series of games that has just made you go, nope, that's it, I'm done, I'm not.
So has one game ruined a
has
series?
Has one game in any particular series ruined the series for you and just gotten you to say, nope, I'm done with the series, I can't do this anymore?
Mario Brothers 2 was balls. You couldn't even jump on anything's head.
I want to know what they think.
Halo Combat
totally kidding. I love Mario 2.
We don't care. Halo Combat, the first one.
Halo
huh?
Combat Evolved.
I want to. Awesome. Not the first game in the series.
Oh, okay.
I'm curious. Just, I mean, I'm sure we can come up with our answers for
Sonic
for
2 on the Game Gear.
we could come up with our answers next week.
Okay.
Final Fantasy X. But you know, we'll delve into it next week. So yeah.
All right. That was the closing question among all the other ones. Danner, while I do this, if you want to find a sign-off quote.
I got one.
Okay.
Oh, Jesus.
You can find myself, Michael Powers, on Twitter and PlayStation Network. I really need to update that because I almost said Xbox Live. At BoothNinja81. You can also find me on Twitch at twitch.tv/BoothNinja81. You can... wow. Danner.
You can find me on Twitter at Art Danner or on PlayStation Network at X51 The Machine Man.
Johnsy?
Ben Johnsy Brown. You can find me on Twitter at Johnsy Brown. You can find me on Xbox Live at Weapon87. Eventually, you'll be able to find me on PlayStation 4.
You're going to love it.
I know I'm going to love it. I'm super excited. It's just, it's like.
Is it a long way away?
Well, it's like every time I get like a step closer, something happens.
I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a new TV before you have a PlayStation 4.
I'm pretty sure you can suck a bag of dicks.
Always back to penises with that guy.
Joe, no, why don't you close us out here, man?
All right. You can find me on PlayStation Network at VivaIldfire405. And you can also find me on the Facebook page Geek Stuff Garage Sale. I would love to be found there. Say pop in and say hi. It would be cool.
All right, Sean, so you said you had a quote?
Yes. DuckTales, whoop! We'll be right back.